Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today we are speaking with the engineer for the city of Perry, Matt Ferrier. And Matt, really appreciate you taking the time to join me today.
Very much appreciate the opportunity. Thanks.
You are absolutely welcome. And, you know, we'll talk about some city projects here going on in the city of Perry. I usually talk to Sven Peterson, but he's kind of dealing with some personal stuff. Not bad, you know, great stuff. But yeah, thanks for kind of jumping in here. So we'll go through a couple of city projects. We'll start off here with the Frog Creek Restoration Project. Kind of give us an update where we are on that one.
Yeah, so you've seen that one's been under construction for the last year. Contractors working on it various times when the water level allows them to get in there. That's certainly a challenge on that project. They're nearing completion. They've got some seedings that need to happen in the springtime for some plantings that will be in place to help with erosion control in the banks, as well with some water quality pieces. Really would be a great project when they're wrapped up. It's an opportunity to kind of reintroduce Frog Creek back to the public and create an opportunity for them to interact with the creek at different locations and get in the water and kind of enjoy it, especially on a hot summer day this coming summer. Should be ready to go by that time. So
awesome. Well, thank you for the update about that. And then, you know, something that was worked on last year was the Perry Municipal Airport project with the runways and stuff. So how's all that looking? Where's the update with that?
Yeah, that project is coming along really nicely. The airport has kind of been a point of discussion for over 12 years now with this project. The new runway that was constructed, finished up last year, is 5,500 feet long, 100 feet wide. It's getting good use now from both the student pilots at the airport, but it also has started to grab the interest of potential businesses to look at potentially coming into Perry with the ability to land larger aircraft. We are also taking the next steps of that with looking at constructing a full-length parallel taxiway, again, to accommodate some of those aircraft coming in and kind of be a catalyst for some of that economic development going on. At this point, that's all been funded through the FAA at over 90% to that project, which is pretty phenomenal and great for Perry. Other things going on at the airport, the state of Iowa provided the city of Perry a grant to look at expanding the terminal. That building has been out there since the late 1940s. It's had a couple of remodels in that time, but is also at a point now where it needs to be brought up to code and make it a little more appealing for those that are looking to relocate and come do business in Perry. So a lot going on at the airport. It's been a large investment from federal level and state level. Really should be a really nice project again for the city of Perry.
That's going to be fantastic. Thanks for outlining that. Again, speaking here with the engineer for the city of Perry, Matt Ferrier. And Matt, a few more projects to go over. Let's actually talk about the Iowa Stormwater Wetland Project. I know you kind of see that one off of Highway 141. It's shaping up to be pretty nice, it looks like.
Yeah, that's a very visible project. It's also a unique one from a funding standpoint. The city's done a really good job of being creative on how to go secure funding for projects like that. That project is funded through the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship, with the emphasis on it being an opportunity to create wetlands within the city of Perry, both from a strategic plan standpoint of that it makes a nice water quality feature within the city, also creates a little bit of a destination as the project goes forward. There'll be some parks built out there. We're looking at going after some funding that'll make a connection from that area up to the schools, mm-hmm. Both for safer pedestrian usage. But the biggest component of that project, as we all have seen when we get heavy rains, that area of town kind of floods pretty regular. So mm-hmm. It's an opportunity for us to kind of slow some of that water down that's coming from out in the industrial park area and the agricultural area that all comes into the city sewer. We can slow that water down a little bit, take the water that's fallen in the city and get it out of the sewers before that all kind of comes there together and floods the area. So it's going to be a really great feature. They've got some plantings they need to do in the spring to come back and finish that off. We'll likely be doing a ribbon cutting sometime in May out there, which I think we'll have all the staff from the funding agencies, both DNR and the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship. So a really great project for Perry. It's going to have a lot of great features for us.
Absolutely. Yeah. So can't wait for that and coming up in May. And then, of course, you know, this is very exciting. There's a lot of stuff going on downtown Perry. Yeah. A lot of new businesses have kind of come in. And I know there's a street reconstruction. So talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So the city of Perry has done a really great job of being progressive with their downtown. There's a phased reconstruction plan in place for downtown that probably has been in place for almost 20 years now. As funding has become available, they're doing a good job of taking advantage of those things. There's a project that's nearing the end of design that'll be bid here soon. That's reconstruction of the area of the alleyway behind Casey's, kind of coming up to Warford, reconstruction of Warford from 1st to 3rd, and then a part of 2nd Avenue from Willis going north. So again, there's a lot of stormwater things that are going on in Perry, as we're well aware. That project where it ties into Lucinda was a vision that happened around 2006,
okay,
where this will tie into that. The downtown project will have the opportunity for water quality improvement aspects of it. There'll be pervious pavers, very aesthetically pleasing. It'll also create opportunities for safer pedestrian movements in the downtown. And certainly a side benefit of that is it's a great economic driver when you've got a nice revitalization project like that that really helps both foot traffic for businesses and enticing other businesses to relocate and come build their business in the downtown. So good one coming. We're looking to bid that sometime here yet this spring.
Okay.
That also has a fair amount of federal funding in it, has state money in it, has water quality initiative funding in it. So it's a varying mix of how it's being paid for, with majority of it being paid for by grant opportunities. So
awesome. That is really exciting. Again, we've been speaking here with the engineer for the city of Perry, Matt Ferrier. And Matt, those are great projects. Were there any other kind of things you wanted to lay out here, at least for today?
You know, I think Perry continues to be very progressive in looking at opportunities to find things to improve quality of life for the residents here. I do know we're nearing the end of a comprehensive plan that looks at what that development's going to look like in the next 30 years. So those pieces are all starting to come together, just continuing to work together to find opportunities to make Perry a better place to live.
Absolutely. Again, that's the engineer for the city of Perry, Matt Ferrier, joining us here for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. Matt, really appreciate the time.
Thank you.
You are absolutely welcome. Our Dallas County Let's Talk program is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.